Hi everyone, welcome to Relationship and Life Talks with Blizzy. My name is Blessing and nice talking to you today. So this morning, on the very first episode of Relationship and Life Talks with Blessing, we are going to be talking about a very, very important topic, which is friendship. Now, a lot of people have different beliefs about friendship. While some people are being intentional about their friendship, some people are not. Some people believe friendship to be just something you engage with someone who you know or who you just vibe with, while some believe friendship to be something very serious and that cannot be joked with. For many of us, we call a lot of people our friends. Whenever we get to know someone and then we start talking to the person, we are very likely to call the person a friend. And when people ask you, you say she's my friend or he is my friend. But really, before we start, let us take a deep look at what friendship is all about. Let us take a deep look at the word friend. A friend is basically someone who is there for you. A friend is someone who you share a common bond with. A friend is someone who you share intimate moments with. I saw a quote the other day on someone's status that said, it is okay to call someone a colleague, acquaintance, classmate, schoolmate, workmate, playmate. It is not everybody that you have to use the friendship word for. You know, our society and culture has tried to trip us into calling everybody we meet our friends when we don't call them our friends because we don't feel they are our friends yet. We start to feel guilty that maybe we do not value them or we are not interested in them. But really, it's not that easy to make friends. It's not that easy to call someone your friend. It's not that easy to develop friendship. But this same beautiful friendship is something, I believe friendship is something beautiful. Friendship is something amazing that we all have the opportunity to experience with other people. But a lot of things have entered that has caused friendship to bring a lot of heartaches to a lot of people. While some of us, we've had beautiful friendships, very nice friendships, we've had success with our friendship, a lot of people have experienced betrayal, a lot of people have experienced hardship, a lot of people have experienced rejection and pain from friendship. But why do we think this is? Why do we think this is the case? Why do we experience more pain from friendship than beauty and peace that is the norm? Number one, I think it's because we are not being intentional about our friendships. We are very likely to allow our friends choose us instead of us choosing our friends. Most times we just meet people and then when we start vibing, we just believe, okay, this person will be my friend. Or when the person just decides to bring you close, you let yourself get close without even taking proper study or without even going through the necessary process to, you know, get to know that person really and see if this person is someone you can actually be friends with. But because we don't want to be rude or because we are trying to please the other person, we don't do that. We just take the person in as a friend. And then, before we know it, different things start happening in the friendship. And before you know it, what's the story? I thought you were a true friend. But the reality is that you never got to know that person for who the person is. Number two, why friendship fail? Friendship fail because people are not ready to sacrifice. Like every other relationship that requires sacrifice, love relationships, family relationships, friendship also requires sacrifice. A lot of us are not ready to go through the sacrifice of having beautiful friendships, and so at every slight discomfort, you are quick to run away. At any slight, you know, change or any slight disagreement or disappointment, we are quick to run away. We don't want to go through the process, and like we have always been told and we have always heard, friendship or any form of relationship requires commitment and sacrifice. Any relationship that you're not ready to sacrifice for will not yield you the peace of mind and the beauty that you should experience. And so, if we are going to have meaningful friendships, we have to learn how to sacrifice. We have to learn how to let go and compromise. Meanwhile, there are some values that you should never compromise for friendship. There are some values, there are some life values you should never compromise for any form of relationships. When we talk about compromise, I mean, for example, if your friend says, okay, I'm too tired to work out, can you, you know, help me reach out to so-so-so and help me get this? Maybe you are the type that also do not like to go out. But because this is your friend and you want to sustain your friendship, you decide to, okay, I don't like going out, but I'll do this for you because you're my friend. We're not talking about values that are the core of humanity. Like maybe your friend killed someone and then she asked you to cover up for her and then you are covering up. Those are not the kind of values. You're covering up for a killer. Those are not the kind of values that we mean you should compromise. We are talking about the little things that make up the big things. I don't want this podcast to be long because this is the first episode. All I just want to tell us is that, number one, don't just choose friends anyhow. Be intentional. Look at the person you want to be friends with. Is this the kind of person I want? Take time to study. It is not only in dating relationships that you have to take time to study. Even in friendships, you have to take time to study the person and see if it is the kind of person that you like to build friendship with. Number two, be ready to sacrifice. Be ready to compromise. There is no relationship that will succeed without these two. If you're not ready to sacrifice, if you're not ready to compromise, your relationship won't work. Because two of you are two different people and your values cannot successfully match together. One will have to give way to one. And I'm not talking about you totally discarding your old values because of your friendship. I'm talking about there are some things you don't like that you have to like because of your friend. There's some things your friend doesn't like too that you have to like because of you. So this morning, basically this afternoon, this evening, whatever time you're listening to this podcast, I just want to say that friendships are beautiful relationships. In fact, to me, I used to tell people friendship is the most important relationship you can ever have. And once you can take the time and effort to build a beautiful one, trust me, you experience the beauty and peace that friendship brings. Have a lovely day.